You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 59 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and today we're continuing to look at ADR, Alternative Dispute Resolution, but this time we're focusing on mediation. Before we begin, in the last episode, I asked you a question. It was, what are some common remedies that an arbitrator can award? I received some answers via email, including from Anna from Germany. The podcast is quite popular in Germany. So Anna is studying law and she wants to work in international law in the future. So she was quite interested in the episode on arbitration. Anna sent in a correct answer to the question, so well done, Anna. And in fact, quite a few of you did get the answer correct. So I gave the answer towards the end of the last episode, and in this part I mentioned some common remedies available for arbitration. They are damages, injunctive relief, specific performance, and rectification. And if you're thinking, what do those mean? Well, you better listen again to episode 58 of the podcast to find out. So in today's episode, I have another question. If we say that litigation is aimed at fighting the other party, what is the focus of mediation? Send me an email with your answer to louise@studylegalenglish.com. Or, of course, on Facebook or Twitter, just search for Study Legal English to find the page. And the answer will be given in next week's episode. So let's get started. What is mediation? If you listened to podcast episode 52, where I interviewed Liz Rivers, the UK's first accredited female mediator, you'll already know a little about mediation. Mediation is one of the most informal processes out of all the forms of alternative dispute resolution for parties who wish to resolve a dispute without resorting to legal action. Mediation is not adjudicative, meaning that there is no process similar to that in court, where a judge or an arbiter or arbitrator hears a case and reaches a decision. Instead, mediation is party-led, meaning that the parties are in charge of the process and they agree the framework, such as the time frame for mediation. Parties voluntarily agree to resolve their disputes via mediation and they cannot be forced into it. They may have agreed to opt for mediation in a contract or there and then when the dispute arises, and they can leave the process at any time. So, what is the process? If the parties have agreed to try to resolve their dispute through mediation, a neutral third party is appointed, called a mediator, who helps the parties negotiate a settlement, and a settlement is an official agreement intended to resolve a conflict outside of court. In order to reach this desired goal, this settlement, the mediator meets with the parties separately and can act as a go-between to help parties communicate. In some instances, the parties may never actually meet face to face. However, if they agree to, and it is beneficial for the process, the parties do meet together with the mediator. The mediator finds out what the problem is and how the parties can resolve things. He or she can offer advice or ask questions to help parties see each other's point of view, but generally doesn't suggest solutions. If the parties are able to reach an agreement, which they have come up with the help of the mediator will draw up a settlement or arrange for the drafting of this settlement agreement, which reflects what the parties want in order to resolve the conflict. the settlement will be specific to the case, and therefore the options are wide-ranging. The parties then choose whether or not to sign this agreement. If both parties sign the agreement, it becomes a legally binding contract, which means they must follow it. Before this point, the parties can walk away from the process at any point, and of course they won't be bound by anything. Mediation can be used for a range of stakeholders, including in B2B situations, business to business, B2E situations, business to employee, and B2C situations, business to customer. It is often used in circumstances where there has been a breakdown in a relationship, but where the parties wish to cooperate to reach a settlement rather than fight each other in court. It can involve cases such as family disputes, including divorce, or workplace disputes such as those involving harassment. There are many benefits of mediation. For example, it's generally cheaper and quicker than the court process. And, like all forms of ADR, alternative dispute resolution, it is confidential, which means that parties do not go through the emotional stress of having unwanted information spread throughout the public domain. Whereas litigation is focused on fighting the other party, mediation is focused on parties cooperating to reach a settlement and understanding each other's perspectives. And whereas in litigation, relationships can break down even further, mediation can preserve fragile relationships. Reports also show that parties can feel satisfied that they have been part of the process of reaching a settlement, rather than having one imposed on them from a court. On the other hand, it's true to say that views of mediation remain polarised, and there are many who stand against it. Some lawyers and clients mistrust the process, as sometimes mediation ends up being quite costly, and if the mediator is not very skilled, for example, they may be young, inexperienced, or insensitive to the party's needs, the outcome will be less than satisfactory, giving the parties the feeling that it was a complete waste of time. They will then opt for litigation, which makes the final costs greater than if they had simply chosen litigation in the first place. So, now that we've learned about mediation, let's discuss some of the vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition, a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, repeat after the beep. Settlement. Definition. A settlement is an official agreement intended to resolve a conflict outside of court. Example, repeat after the beep. The parties reached a settlement and agreed to be bound by the terms of the settlement agreement. Number two, repeat after the beep. To draft an agreement. Definition. When we say draft an agreement, we mean to write an agreement. We use the verb draft with contracts and agreements. It's important to make the distinction between the verb to draft and the noun and the adjective draft. When we talk about a draft or a draft essay, we mean one that is not complete. When we say to draft a contract, there is no reference or implication as to whether it is complete or not. Example, repeat after the beep. The solicitor drafted the sale of goods contract for his client. Number three, repeat after the beep. Mediator. Definition. A mediator is an impartial third party who facilitates the mediation process. Example, Repeat after the beep. The mediator met with the parties in order to resolve the dispute. So that's the end of today's episode where we've learned all about mediation. In the next episode, we'll find out the answer to our question. Do you remember it? It was, if we say that litigation is aimed at fighting the other party, what is the focus of mediation? Don't forget to send me your answers. And in the next episode, we'll be looking at another form of ADR, and that is conciliation. Don't forget that if you're a Podcast Pro member, you can head over to studylegalenglish.com/episode59 for all your member benefits. And as always, if you liked the show, please share it with others. Send me your comments to louise@studylegalenglish.com. You know I would love to hear from you. So thanks for listening and see you next time.